WHDD presents Susan Says.
So I finally got out of the house. You know, I hadn't been anywhere but maybe 20 times since the pandemic started, and oh well, maybe the bank or the dentist or a walk in the park or two. Not good. It was really getting weird. So I went on a trip. Wrong. Too far, too hard, too old. I flew to Monterey, California for a conference, but I didn't realize I had to go to San Francisco first for 5.5 hour trip, and then 2.5 hour ride in a shuttle, which was, well, let me just say never, as in never take a shuttle to Monterey. The guy was 40 minutes late. I kept calling and they kept saying, he's on the way. He's at the airport. Well, where is he? Finally, he got there and I saw what the problem was. He moved at the rate of 1 step an hour. It took him 7 minutes to load one bag, really. Then I got on. I went to the last seat in the back where I could stretch out and sleep. And he announced several times, as we couldn't hear the first two, there is no air conditioning. That's right, the hottest day in history of San Francisco. And there are no shocks in the seats in the back, so move up to the front. You are kidding. I moved up to the front behind him. He had his windows open. What did he care that there was no air? Anyway, 2.5 hours later, I got to the hotel. I wanted to die. I called the shuttle. I let them know I was going to broadcast their name, so I got a refund. So no name, but don't take it. Figure it out. Going back, I took Uber, 3 times the cost, but it was only 45 minutes and no problems and air conditioning. But now it's an 11-minute walk to get your bags at American, and no electric walkway working. Really? Consumer friendly? Not. The conference was good, about an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, because lots of people from Silicon Valley do things I don't understand, and then they talk about these things I don't care about. But as always, some terrific new friends too. Anyway, Lindsey Graham. Should we go there? Now he wants to ban abortion and to come into your house and watch you make love. Well, that's next. What a jerk. What a monster. Never mind. Emmys this year. Ick. And who cares? I didn't know half the shows, though I finally saw 4 Ted Lassos on the plane. I don't get it. It's not funny. It's not charming. It's not anything, but it seems to be this huge success. What do I know? I was only in the business for 20 years. I went to an event with a dinner after. I was the only one wearing a mask at the screening. At the dinner, I took it off to eat. I sat next to a 93-year-old, incredibly interesting man who was born in Spain. He had a lot to say about the fascism he sees rising here. He's been there. He knows about it. He's worried. I'm very worried. I got really sick the other night, maybe food poisoning, so I took lots of COVID tests. Phew, nothing. I had my 5th booster. Do it. You'll be glad. I did 2 press things for the book. Still, yeah, Hot Pants in Hollywood, Sex, Secrets, and Sitcoms, still available at Amazon. Anyway, I got a terrific amount of sales from these really cool podcasts. Pop Culture Preservation Society, 3 young gals who love TV and love women on TV, really fun. And If These Walls Could Talk, really fun, guys, and I could stay in my nightgown because I did it over the internet. So I'm not going to leave the house again. Bye for now.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude, and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.